Thank you for tuning in to Not Suitable for Anyone. As a reminder, if you'd like to financially support the show, don't! Just help other people find us by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or just telling a friend. If you do want to put your hard-earned dollars to work to support our mission, here's what you can do. Buy or rent movies. Redbox, iTunes, Vudu, it doesn't matter, hell, even an old-fashioned Blu-ray. Leave a review on Letterboxd or Amazon and tell them that you heard about it right here on
Not Suitable for Anyone.
Amy and Carly, the final girls themselves, say hi.
What's up?
Hi.
Party people.
Woo.
The party has arrived.
We're here. Are we the party?
We are.
The All party right. has started. This is great. I'm really excited because, among other things, I have the original trailer Trash Talkers on to trash talk a trailer, which I've never been able to do. So
you don't trash talk.
I don't trash talk.
No,
but
don't worry. We'll take care of it for you.
You know, I am enough of a cheerleader personally. Yeah. So, yeah, that's one thing that this show kind of lacks sometimes when it's just my voice is, yeah, I sometimes get too excited about things and I need people to bring me down to reality.
Well, if there's one thing I have a talent for, it's that. So. Ruin everyone's fun.
Slap, slap.
So we have an exciting show today. We've got some shorts. We've got some crowdfunding to talk about. We've got a trailer. We're gonna be talking about Bigfoot or Big Feet and disappointing post-prison sex.
It's true.
Can't wait.
Accurate.
So.
Accurate preview of what's to come.
That's right. Peyote. There's drugs. There's all kinds of stuff today.
So many.
But first we have a hair-eating monster, I guess. I want to kick it off with the short, which is just titled Shh.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I was going to add that too. It's an important part of the title.
So this short is on the Alter YouTube channel, which is run by Gunpowder and Sky. They release a shit ton of shorts. Horror shorts specifically on the Alter YouTube channel. Do either of you guys check that out ever?
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope, never. We just don't really. I'd love to say that I'm, you know, into horror shorts. There was a period of time when I was watching quite a few of them, maybe when we first started podcasting, but I just, you know. The podcast takes up all of our time. The only horror movies it I does. Watch really anymore are for the show. So,
it's true.
Yeah, it's kind of taken over extracurricular horror things.
I will say I started doing a short every episode as a segment because I wanted to force myself to watch more shorts.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So the synopsis says, "Shh" is a fantasy short tale about a young boy, Guillermo, who uses his imagination to overcome a monstrous bully. Tired of being scared, he eventually takes matters into his own hands. Inspired by the lucid dreams of director Guillermo del Toro during childhood.
Okay. Spoiler alert, the monster is his sister. The monstrous bully.
Monstrous bully. I have a question. When does this take place?
I was going to ask the same thing.
It seems like it takes place like olden times?
Olden times.
Yeah, but that hat was not very old.
Yep, the bathroom?
Very modern.
It at least takes place in an old house, right?
Yeah, and the sister is wearing, a gown.
A Victorian nightgown.
But they are not acting like it's olden times. The paper he is doodling on is looks old-timey.
Right, but their language was very modern.
Yeah.
And I was like, to be fair, I'd rock that nightgown.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't have a problem with
it. It was fabulous. So, I just couldn't imagine someone of that age.
And the brush was also very vintage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
But I loved the drawings. It reminded me of like the shadow box scenes in like Harry Potter and things like that.
Like when Hermione's like reading the story of the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really cool. I liked the lighting and the narration I thought was effective.
I loved the opening.
Yeah.
With the narration and the pictures and the images.
I'm not sure I was stoked.
I thought that was kind of how it was going to be the whole way.
Yeah.
It's a hair-eating monster.
I think that was the opening, like the credits with the drawings and stuff was my favorite part.
Same.
And I wondered if the story would play better without the narration, because I think the narration makes it a little more confusing. Because if we get, like, they tell you, like, right off the bat that there's this monster and he's feeding it hair. But then they proceed to, like, show us all of that later. Like, he walks into the bathroom.
With his scissors. You know, his modern scissors.
His safety scissors.
Yep, not the vintage scissors that one would think you'd have in such a time.
Maybe she's just a really pretentious person that has this, like, Victorian hairbrush.
With her 60s press on nails.
I don't think I would have understood the hair-eating part of it without the narration. I would have been like, why is he cutting off his hair?
Yeah.
Why is that monster, like, grabbing hair from the drain?
Why is it such a surprise to his sister?
If he doesn't get hair. If he just eats hair and he doesn't eat people, I don't know that I'm that afraid of it.
Scared of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does the sister use that shower? Because you would think he would get all the hair he would want. Just, like, scoping out that drain.
Yeah, why is he going after the little boy if he's interested in hair? Like, she has a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
I don't think the monster's very scary either. So, like, I like the way it looks. I like the way it sounds. I don't care for the story, and I don't think it's very scary, personally.
I liked the imagery of the monster coming out of the bathtub, and then I was, like, kind of underwhelmed at the visual choice of the face of the monster. It reminded me of Mac and Me a little bit, which was not, you know, scary to me. So,
I mean, it was a little Buffy-ish, which I'm into.
Sure, I guess.
But, I mean, Buffy was made how many years ago?
So many, many.
Many.
So many years.
Now we need to get Paul Rudd on the podcast.
Wouldn't be bummed. Wouldn't be bummed.
So I don't know. I when I watch a horror short, here's what I'm expecting from a short film that's 4.5 minutes long and supposed to be a horror short. I want a jump scare. I want something, because you can't have like a legit scare in 4 minutes. I think it's really hard to do that and almost impossible. And some of my favorite horror shorts are short, sweet, and jump scare. And this was a little fantasy-ish, and I can see how it's inspired by Guillermo del Toro. I think it's worth watching, but I mean, to me, it's not horror. It just seems kind of fantasy-ish and silly, kid-like. Maybe kids would like this. Maybe this is good for kids. But I'm not that into
it. Would this be like an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode, or you know, if they expanded it a little?
Yeah, I just think it's weird. I mean, I'm sure that was like that. Guillermo del Toro's fear growing up, but like, I don't know, a hair-eating monster is just kind of funny to me. Like, it's kind of a ridiculous.
It is kind of weird,
it's,
right?
It's like, I don't understand. Like an eyeball-eating monster, I could see that being terrifying. Fingernail-eating monster. Also scary.
I also don't understand why it took the little boy so long to be like, my sister's got a lot of hair.
I mean, like, the first place, like, go.
Right? Because that's the first thing I thought. And, like, he had to look at the brush to realize, oh, my sister, I could donate her to the cause. That would have been my first thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I wrote that she rips up his drawings just in case, like, you weren't sure that already that she was really evil.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think story-wise it works, but I like the whole look and feel of it. I'm good with
that. it's same, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know if Del Toro has a sister, but
sure.
I don't I don't know if he does, if she'd be happy about this short.
It's fine. Hopefully she wasn't a dick to him, if she exists.
Okay, so that's Shh. The filmmaker was Freddy Chavez Olmos. Yeah, and I'll put the link in the show notes, but yeah, you can find that on the Alter YouTube channel, which has just tons of shorts. I swear, like every other day or every third day, they're dropping another short. And they're all in this like same kind of horror, sci-fi, fantasy realm.
That's awesome.
So it's awesome. It's where I found Snake Dick. So
don't know.
Hell yeah, but I can imagine.
That's one you should check out for sure.
Snake Dick. Is it called Snake Dick?
It's called Snake Dick. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Feature.
Amy's really excited. Did she say the feature is forthcoming?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they keep the title.
I hope so too. I hope so too, because it definitely writes a check that, you know, that the film itself must cash.
Absolutely.
So, all right. The crowdfunding project this week is one that that just recently launched as for a feature called They Watch. This is from the same production team that made The Special. Did either of you guys see that one?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, I assume not. It was The Special was pretty low budget. But it was directed by the same guy who made, what was that, like, Expendables of Horror they did a few years ago that had all the, big, it was like Death House or
yeah,
something like that.
Something like that.
So that guy directed it. I've seen it. It's described as Fatal Attraction meets The Blob.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, those movies are very similar, so
makes sense. Yeah, they're practically the same movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it. Absolutely. But so this is the same production team. I think it's going to be a different writer, different director. But I guess the same like studio, same company. So they're looking for a surprisingly big number for a crowdfunding project. They're trying to raise $125,000, wow, which would be huge. So I was going to read the synopsis, but it is legit four paragraphs long.
It's long.
Oh, gosh.
It's long.
It's long.
Amy. I read it, and I was like, wow, this is long. Because I didn't get what it was about by the little snippet they had. Which I think is fair. I think usually you don't really know based on these crowdfunding projects. But basically, right, I'm going to jump in, Patrick, if that's okay. Yeah. Sounds like it's about a guy and his wife, and they're having marital issues, and his dad dies. So they go to his hometown, and he's been very secretive about his past, and she knows he's had some kind of like abuse or shitty childhood in general, but she doesn't know what. And then it looks like he was raised really rich and then has this big mansion, and his dad was a philanthropist, but basically his dad was accused of killing someone, and it's like this whole thing, and she's trying to figure out what happened, something like that.
It's like Crazy Rich Asians, except it's like with haunted murder. Rich white people.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing.
Did not get that from the trailer.
It's crazy. It's Crazy Rich Asians with white people and murder. So basically the same. Go. Yeah.
Practically the same.
And a
thing.
Dead lady in the bathtub? Is that the murder?
So I would think so. Yeah, there's like a ghost.
Is that like involved. Is the ghost of the victim?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah, it looks like it's not so much like a trailer as it is just like a scene that they shot, like it's test footage.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Which I thought was effective, and I think if you wrap a decent story around that with good performances, then you got a movie.
I mean, I don't have any problem with the acting I'm seeing. I think it looks good. I'm not sure about the story personally. It doesn't seem different to me.
Yeah,
or different enough to me.
Sure.
To be something I want to like personally pour my money into, although I very much support people going out and checking it out on their own and making their own decision. Personally, for me, that's not something I would necessarily elect to do. But there's something here. I don't know. This is going to like be something I don't like to talk about, really. But do you guys remember Rotten.com?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I like how Carly just says, yep, like it's not a problem. And Patrick has a heart attack.
I'm like, yep. Oh, proceed.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about dial-up internet next?
Well, if we have any listeners who are too young to remember Rotten.com, don't look it up because it's not necessary. But it was a very awful website.
Does it still exist?
It might. And don't go.
I don't know
it if it does. I wouldn't recommend it. Basically, it was a website that existed in the early 2000s, where you could go to see people killing themselves. It's just like video footage of murders or dead people or whatever. And I just remember, you know, I'd be at a party and there would always be the weirdo in the corner on rotten.com, you know what I mean? So you'd always end up seeing something.
Oh, gosh. At least
those were the kinds of parties I went to.
Not me, but I was very antisocial as a teenager.
So I just remember, like, I don't even think it was high school. I want to say it was like college. And I went on there with somebody and there was I just remember them being a bathtub thing. And this reminded me of that bathtub thing. And I'm like, someone just made a movie about Rotten.com's bathtub image.
It's possible.
Because I think the story behind it was that someone had died in a bathtub and no one found them for a very long time. And then we got to see a picture of it. Lucky us. And it looked pretty fucking similar to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least they're accurate.
You kids think the internet's fucked up now.
Yeah, it was pretty
bad.
You
have no idea.
I think it was worse.
It was awful.
It was way worse then.
It really was.
Now there's like warnings for things, but before we had like whole websites devoted to things that there's warnings all around now.
Because people would just be like, go to this website, and you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing? No warning?
I'm sure these types of websites still exist, but in like the dark web. Like I don't
know. Right. Like, yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
If it's like something you can go to as a child, like we did.
Yeah. Find it on accident.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of that image because I remember it so vividly. It's not the kind of thing you see and you forget about later. You know, it kind of sticks with you. That's why I'm thinking I'm like this person went on rotten.com. And then when they were, you know, young.
And now they're inspired.
And now they're inspired to make a whole movie about that image. Because that's obviously where all the money went for this.
Well, that's...
Because there's really nothing else happening. Who's the person downstairs that closes the doors? Were they in like a cloak or something?
What the fuck was that?
At the very beginning of the scene that we see.
Oh, I don't know.
There was someone behind him, and he didn't even turn around, and they, like, closed the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Were you supposed to know who that was? Were they in a cloak, or did I imagine that?
Yeah, there's, like, someone in a cloak.
Yeah. I found that confusing.
Know. Maybe he's already hypnotized or something.
Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, the story, again, is probably just one of the... It's just, you know, you need an excuse to get all these people into this spooky house, right? Like, that's... Sure. That's horror writing 101, I guess.
Sure. Is it a spooky house, though? Because the synopsis doesn't seem like it is a spooky house, but, like, watching this little video...
That's why
I
was really confused about what you said about your synopsis. Your synopsis of the synopsis.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really... Yeah, it doesn't really...
I was less confused until I read what it was about, and now I'm...
Yeah, same.
I'm more confused. But, But I'm interested. I tossed him a few bucks.
That's cool.
I'm curious.
To help. It's good to help indie filmmakers.
Yeah.
You know.
And their last film, The Special, was pretty creative. It had a lot of body horror and it was sexual and disgusting and like Cronenberg disgusting, not like porn disgusting.
Thank you for. The distinction.
I hear that different. I mean, really?
Again, I guess worse, it depends though. On which like, website which you
is,
go to.
That's a good thought, though. Like, which is worse? Cronenberg disgusting or porn disgusting?
I use that to just to distinguish, like, it's not, like, misogynistically. Well, maybe it kind of is.
Have you seen a Cronenberg movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one is supposed to be not misogynistic?
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
I love David Cronenberg. I'm just saying, like, come on. He's not the picture of feminism.
Yeah. Yeah, you got me there.
Oh, man.
Okay. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, these, I don't know. I'm curious. I'll be shocked if they get anywhere close to their...
Yeah, that's a lot. Goal.
Where are they at now?
They're at...
Not far.
Yeah, they're at $10,000.
And how long has that been up?
I think about a week. It's oh, okay. It says that's it's got 21 long. Days left.
It just started.
So, yeah.
Okay. Good luck to them. Godspeed.
So, but I'm guessing they have a plan to make it for a lot less than that.
Sure.
Because, like, it seems like it's a single location thing or almost a single location thing. So I don't know. I'm interested. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
I feel like it's hard to make a movie where people are supposed to be really rich though.
Unless you have
a location that's has all the set and everything like good to go. All of the,
like, they've
stuff
already got the house.
In the house. Like,
oh yeah.
That's
unless you are very rich.
Yeah, I mean, doing poor people's houses on a budget, I feel like would be much easier. You know,
well, there's
what I
more
mean?
Of them, right? To like,
yeah, well,
yeah,
it's easier, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
cheaper.
I could see that, but that's why, like, when you see like those old movies from the 50s that take place in a mansion, and then the mansion's always like completely empty.
Yeah, I mean, most of those old movies. There's not indie old movies, really. Everything
That's
was
true.
Hollywood then. You know, they all had sets.
Yeah. They would build sets and things. Yep.
And then people would come in and the lesser budget films would film on nights sometimes. I think, wasn't like the, like foreign Dracula was kind of filmed that way? I think it was Dracula. It was one of the old monster movies where... the actual feature filmed during the day and then the other filmed at night using the same sets.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
Fun facts.
Yeah, that's exciting. I've always said this is an educational podcast.
There
so.
You go.
Thank you, Carly.
Hey, anytime.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so that's They Watch. We'll see if they watch the movie when it comes out.
You know, we just did an episode on They Reach.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
Very different movie. Very similar title.
Very different.
I did. I liked that movie. I know I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it came back to me today listening to your episode.
Mm-hmm.
But all I could remember, like when you said you were going to do it, is like, I know I've seen that movie and I think I enjoyed it. But I would not be able to tell you a single thing that happened in it other than like... Other than it, like, has that like, 80s aesthetic.
Mm.
And some,
yeah, that's
and
fair.
There's a tape recorder.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Both true things.
Yeah.
There's good stuff there. It's definitely entertaining.
Yeah. So many things are doing the Stranger Things kind of feel.
Yeah. Like the bicycle gang.
Kids on bikes and...
Kids on... Yep. Yep.
That's what it was like in the 80s. You just got on your bike and you just went wherever.
Went to your neighbors, yeah.
Be home by the time the streetlights come
rain.
On.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little after.
Yeah, it was like that in the 90s too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember the 80s so much.
Me either, as tiny.
But, yeah, I was little, but... I definitely had to be home before the streetlights went on. Or my dad would do the whistle.
Ah, the whistle.
Yeah. Do the whistle. And I knew I was in trouble if I heard the whistle. It's like, oh shit, I'm late.
Gotta go, guys. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. Now our trailer, we have, like I said, the trailer trash talk artists here, the OGs.
Mm.
So I will read the synopsis for The Slayers, and then I will let y'all take it away.
Oh, great.
It says, two cult members take a road trip in a motorhome before their predicted end of the world, but soon run into a team of vampire hunters and are recruited to help defeat an army of monsters.
Do we know
this felt... Oops, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
I was just going to say this felt like it wants to be Shaun of the Dead, but...
Well, yeah, absolutely.
With Slayers.
But with Slayers. But they're not like Buffy. Are they? Do they have special powers?
They're... Definitely didn't seem like it.
Yeah, no, they just seem like idiots.
Yeah. Big idiots.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to see it, though. It looks kind of funny. It looks goofy and silly, but is it Scottish? Are they Scottish? Do we know?
They're sure. I think they're Scottish or English or one of those.
I think they're Scottish.
Okay. I can't find this on IMDb, so I have no information.
Maybe
me either.
Maybe
I looked it up.
It's hard to find. So this actually got a very limited release in the UK in like 2016.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, so it's been out.
So it's been out, but not really. Like there wasn't really a way to watch it until Wild Eye bought it. And now it's out on everywhere. It's on VOD, and I think you can watch it free on Tubi or.
Is it called The Slayers?
Tubby, actually, we call it Tubby TV on our show.
It's Tubby.
See,
yeah.
I was just corrected on that.
Oh yeah, you just
they're
need
wrong.
To learn not to
they're,
let people.
They're right, but they're
you.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's okay if you say things wrong, and people can just deal with it.
Yep.
That's what we, so we just continued.
We were just corrected on our own show, and I said,
oh, yeah.
Nope.
Well, it's just Al, though. Like, it's fine.
It's Tubby.
Yeah.
Because Al actually asked them.
Oh, yeah. Al went ahead and asked them how to say it.
Of course he did.
And we were like, why do you care so much? We're just going to keep saying it wrong. It's more
I said,
fun.
I'm not interested.
Being
exactly.
Perfect is boring.
Not interested.
But plus, it makes me think of Tubby
called...
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been saying Tubby for so long that it's not going to stop suddenly. You know what I mean? Like, we're all in. We're all in on the Tubby.
I'm committed.
Yeah. Sorry. What were we saying?
No,
it's on Tubby.
We're talking
about
Tubby.
The Slayers. You can watch it. Yeah.
I just found it. So, yeah, it's slated as being from 2015. It's on Vudu and Tubby. And what's the 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks on Earth. Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't get that from the trailer at all.
Me either. I saw it on the poster. Two men, 2 weeks to live, too many vampires.
Yeah, so it seems like there's a lot going on here once you read the synopsis. Because you see all the vampire stuff in the trailer. And the synopsis says they're part of a death cult. That thinks that, like, the world's going to end in 2 weeks.
Yeah, two cult members, Nigel and Job, I'm assuming, decide to go on a road trip during their last 2 weeks on Earth. Bucket list in hand, motorhome fired up, the two head for the mountains of Scotland for a final fortnight filled with girls skydiving, camping, alcohol, and strange men claiming to be vampires. Is this God's plan for Nigel and Job?
Oh, see, that makes me less excited.
Yep.
Than what I thought it was about, which was vampire slayers that were dorky.
Morons?
Yeah. I mean, I said dorky. It's a nice way of saying it.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know how to feel as you know when you find out that they're part of a cult and not just general idiots. Watching the trailer, I don't feel like you need that to make the movie entertaining, right? They could just be two friends that are, you know, like It's like Thelma and Louise, but with vampires, and also they're stupid. Yeah.
That would make it more like Shaun of the Dead, though,
I guess. That would. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what the trailer's telling me anyway, so, like, just lean into it.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I was okay with it, thinking it was like that.
It's an hour and 41 minutes long.
Shaun of the Dead came out so long ago, like, it's cool. You can steal from him now, you know? How long? Yeah. When did Shaun of the Dead come out? It was, like, a really long time ago.
2004.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Yeah.
How has it been so long? Oh, my God, I feel really old. Ouch. That hurts.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, why does that hurt so much? Yikes.
What was up with the pancake face dude?
Huh?
There's like one quick shot of like a guy and he's got like, I don't know, it looks like his face has been like flattened.
Hmm.
Or something. I don't know.
Oh, I missed that.
It was weird. And I don't know what that had to do with like vampires and stuff, but maybe that's just like some of the slapstick.
Could be.
So.
Could be.
I like these sort of like British, like, goofy horror movies that, you know, where the characters are all like really stupid, you know, stuff like Cannibals and Carpet Fitters, or there was a recent one that came out like I think late last year called Get Duked.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Patrick knows all the deep cuts.
He does. He really does.
We could just do an entire show of me listing off titles that you've not seen or heard of.
That I like smile and nod to. I'm like, sure. That's sounds a thing good. I've never heard of.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
I wrote down in my notes here that the director is John Williams, who has made nothing that you've ever heard of.
It's true. I just looked through his filmography.
So, but it makes me want to see his other movie, Crispy's Curse, which is about a maniacal killer clown, a Christian metal band, and ghost hunters.
See, that sounds interesting to me. I would watch that.
That seems like that's this guy's thing. Like, we're just going to take all these different things and put them in one movie.
It's like he, like, picks things out of a hat and then combines them.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, like, what was that that sketch comedy show with Drew Carey?
Whose
Line?
Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's also like 24-hour film festivals where you're like, you get this and that, and this is a prop, and this is a line you have to work into it. And then, but then he like just made a bunch of movies like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can see that. I love that kind of stuff.
Can we talk about some Bigfoot now?
You ready to talk about some Bigfoot?
Amy's like, I'm over. I'm over the Slayers.
Okay. Yeah. No, we can talk about
We can keep talking about Slayers if you want.
I think I'm good. I think I've said all that needs to be said.
Yeah. That's the Slayers. It's out. You can see it. You can watch it and you can tell me what you think. And I might watch it,
to be honest.
Yeah. It's a good trailer, if nothing else. If that movie sucks, then whoever cut that trailer should get a raise.
There you go.
Like tell me what fingers. You think. That's exactly what I was thinking. We don't talk about key fingers.
We don't talk about the first rule of key fingers is you don't talk about key fingers.
You don't talk about key fingers.
It's like Carly's biggest disappointment of the decade, I think.
Yeah. That trailer was so good.
Such promise.
We're talking about Insidious 4, by the way, in case anyone didn't know.
Yeah. We call it key fingers. We call it key
fingers. Yeah. What else would you call it?
Insidious 4.
You wouldn't call whatever it Insidious it's called. 4. I don't think it's even called Insidious 4, is it? It's
no.
Chapter 4?
Insidious the Last Key or something.
You're right. That's exactly what it's called.
It should be called Key Fingers.
Not to me, it's not. It's like Tubby.
Yeah.
Key fingers, thank you.
And Key Fingers can be found on Tubby, in case you're
I want a whole, like, Key Fingers movie, like not the movie we got, but like just a movie about
like a good this, one,
like a yeah, like a good like well, just a movie like where like the demon, like the like Freddy Krueger has like finger knives, but this one has, you know, keys on their fingers, so you their can't keys. Like go and like lock yourself in your house because he can just let himself in with his key fingers.
Did you guys? I know want there's someone another to... Insidious coming out like this year.
I had no idea.
I think I saw something about it, but I didn't look into it because I didn't know if it was real.
It is. The Dark Realm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I think I had heard, because isn't what's her name coming back for that?
Patrick Wilson, Danny Rodriguez, Lin Shaye. Yep.
Yeah, Lin Shaye. Lin Shaye's back, and Adam Robitaille and James Wan are directing together.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Could be good.
That could actually be good then.
I see. Insidious is like one of my faves.
I like Insidious.
I love Insidious. So 4 was like a really, really big upset because that trailer looks so good.
So good. So good.
We can go back and listen to our Insidious 4 trailer. Oh, we were so excited. And we are so in love with it. It's really fun to go back and listen to our trailer trash talks on movies that we're excited about or really not excited about. Because sometimes it's usually we're right, but every once in a while we're really wrong and it's pretty fun to listen to.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's not your fault, right? Because the trailer it's supposed to get you to buy a ticket.
I mean, I think a lot of times trailers look bad when they're good. And that's usually when we're wrong, but not usually is the trailer really good and the movie really bad. Like, that's a special kind of something. That doesn't happen very often. That's why we always say it's a key fingers kind of thing if it does happen, like, because no one did it.
Because like whoever edited that trailer should be making movies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's how I feel about it.
They deserve an Oscar, for sure.
They do for trailers.
For trailer editing.
Good grief.
I had heard, I don't know if it was just a rumor or not, I'd heard there used to be an Oscar for trailer editing, but I don't know.
I mean, there might. I think there's a lot of Oscars that are handed out that we don't see.
They should bring it back if it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because that is a skill.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Absolutely. That's what my brother does, you know. Not for movies, but for TV shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. We can talk about Primal Rage now.
We don't talk about Primal Rage?
I mean, I could talk about Key Fingers, but that's not why we're here today.
No, let's go ahead and jump right into Primal Rage. I have talked about this movie a lot. I feel like anytime the subject of Bigfoot comes up, I bring up Primal Rage. It was one of the early movies I reviewed for Modern Horrors, and it's very special to me because it was the very first time that my pull quote got put on a box. So,
yay!
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
That was really exciting. So that DVD is part of my collection. And it's really cool. So,
what was the pull quote?
The pull quote was 100% Sasquatch savagery.
Oh.
Yes.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good one. Pretty good pull
quote. Going on the box.
Yeah. It was right on the box up front, and Bloody Disgusting's pull quote got put on the back of the box. So
boom.
Take that.
Hell
take that, Bloody Disgusting.
I love it. Love to hear it.
So yeah, I was really happy about that. So I really like this movie. I think it is one of the more creative Bigfoot movies in recent years. And I can talk about it all day long, but I would just love to hear, you know, you guys tell me, you know, sort of what do you think about it just right off the bat?
I'm going to go first because I know Amy has way more intelligent things to say about it than I do.
That's impossible, Carla.
While I was watching it, I was like, oh, I'm excited to hear Amy chat about this. I'd seen this movie before, and I basically only remembered, like, the first half of the movie. I didn't remember everybody, like, was it, like, they were on, like, ayahuasca or something around the campfire. Didn't remember that part. Didn't remember, like, the cave part. I basically remembered the part in the woods where they meet up with the hunter people, and then the end when it's basically, like, them in the woods fighting the thing. Like in the middle, I blanked out that whole part. And there's just a lot going on. And then there's this weird witch. And then she's got a face that's like a mask, but I think it's supposed to be her real face. And I don't know, Bigfoot's shooting arrows into the woods. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. That's all I got. It's a lot. This movie's a trip.
Oh, this movie. So this was my second time watching it. The first time.
Oh, I didn't know you'd seen it.
I mean, what?
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said I didn't know that you'd seen it. I thought you said this was your first watch.
This is the second time I watched it. I watched it back when it came out, I think, in Modern Horror. I mean, this was back when we first joined Modern Horrors, I think. And I think that their Slack channel was all a buzz about this movie, which is why I watched it.
That must be why I watched it.
Yeah, I think, you know, back in the day, three, four years ago. It's really not that long ago. But back in our early days of Modern Horrors, we used to do like annual awards. We don't really do them anymore. Where we would have to watch like all these freaking movies if you nominated it. Patrick and I would fight because he would always nominate these garbage movies and make me watch them all. This was one of them, I think, that I watched for the awards, I'm pretty sure.
I think it must have been why I watched it, too.
I remember liking it.
Same.
And this time, I did not feel so good about it
that way.
But I think my expectations were really low the first time I saw it, and I remembered it fondly. So watching it this time, I was expecting more or something. I don't know. It's not that it's bad. There's a lot of stuff I like about it. I really love the special effects. The practical effects are awesome. I really like that the Sasquatches have masks and shoot arrows and are basically little Jasons running around in the woods. I mean, I like that about it. I think it's a good idea. I think the writing is just really off the walls. Like, these characters are, could they write more unlikable characters? And there's no reason for them to be so unlikable. You know what I mean? Like,
you mean like the hunters?
Everybody. Literally everybody. There's no... The only person that's likable in this movie, I'm not even sure if it's a person. Who is that woman in the woods? What's her deal?
Oh, they refer to her the whispering as
a
woman,
but she does not look like a woman. She...
She is 100% a witch.
I don't understand why she has razor teeth.
She has razor teeth. She plays the drum.
Yeah, when the deputy says she's like 500 years old or something.
Is she supposed to be a Native American?
I think so, because I think she's like the one who's like telling the story.
You know how like when passing you watch a movie, you're like, is this offensive? I think it is, but I don't know why. That's this movie. Yeah.
I didn't really know what she was about. I just knew she was like in the cave with the Bigfoot, and then she was like saving the boyfriend, I think, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she was playing the drum, and then I was like, I don't fucking know what's happening, but okay.
And if you watch all the way through the end credits, she pops up with an extreme close-up on the end credits, laughing at the camera, and then she turns and like walks back towards her cabin.
Why? Like, I don't get it.
She's going home.
Here's my main problem, though. Strangely enough, like the whole like Native American witch in the wood thing, don't understand that at all. Like, it comes out of left field. It doesn't feel connected to the story at all. But let's just leave that there for a minute and go to like the actual people this movie is about, which are this couple that hates each other. Guy just got out of prison. And they're in the woods trying to survive Sasquatch. And
well, let me ask you about that.
Yeah.
Too. Okay. Your spouse or significant other, or whatever, has just gotten out of prison. I feel like you're either going to be way more excited to see him, or you're not going to be picking him up from the prison.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you don't go there and then be like, I don't really want to be here. you suck, I hate this. Like, you're either, like, if that's your feeling, you're just not going to go at all. You're like, you can find your own ride home. I'm picking your ass up. Right, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, no, it was weird. She was very mean. And I don't know why there had to be strain there. But I'm going to just accept that strain because it's forced on me. But I don't understand these hunters. I have more of a problem with the hunters than literally anything else. Because A, what are they hunting?
They're hunting Bigfoot.
They're hunting Bigfoot.
They are. Okay. So they believe in Bigfoot. Yeah. But I didn't. How did you know that?
Well, because that one part where they're because she wants to use the radio to call for help, and he's like, the main guy is like, well, our little hunting party here is not exactly legal. So I don't know, that kind of, I just assumed that we were supposed to think that they were there to hunt the Bigfoot.
I kind of assumed the same thing.
Okay. I thought they were just like assholes with guns. Why do they have a leader? Why is there a leader of this hunting gang?
I don't know. I'm not a hunter.
I just don't feel like that's a thing. Like,
I don't know what the rules are.
Like, why couldn't it just be like a dad and his creepy sons or something? Like, why is it like a group of men that don't seem to be related in any way, shape, or form?
And there's so many of them.
There's so many of them, and they all listen to this one guy.
Yeah. Well, I think they just wanted a body count.
Dead. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand this group. And I don't understand why they're so mean. Like, why are they so mean? It would make more sense for them not to be mean. It could have been interesting, right? Where we have the main dude that got out of jail. They could have been nice and accommodating to these people and then figured out that this guy fucked over someone's whatever, and then they get mad at him. Like, that would have made more sense than them just being mad at him off the bat and mean for no reason. Like, I don't know. I really don't get it. I just hate everybody, so I don't care that Sasquatch kills them.
So I can shed a little bit of light on some of that. Okay. Because this director is a this is his first movie as a director and as a writer. He is a career special effects artist.
Okay.
So he worked on the Sam Raimi Spider-Man and Alien vs. Predator. And trying to remember what other, Panic Room. So I've seen a few movies now that have been made by career, special effects artists, and they all seem to have the same common thread, which is that you get a story that is just an excuse to have a ridiculous body count with as much carnage and gore that as they can dream up, and you get cinematography that is designed to show off the special effects as opposed to like in a lot of movies you had cinematography designed to hide bad special effects. So the story is kind of secondary to what he's really trying to do is just show off all the things he can do. He basically had always wanted to build a full body monster suit on his own, which he did for this movie, and that was really why. So he basically just like, I want to make a Bigfoot movie, and just wrote everything else around that.
But how hard is it to get someone to help you write it so it doesn't, because it's so fixable. Like, it's the easiest part is to fix the script.
I'm good with it.
No, you're...
That's all the explanation. I mean, bullshit. I need.
No.
No, I get it. Good for you, man.
Shut up. Shut up. Like, it's such a good idea. It's easily fixable. Just have someone who knows a little bit about writing look at it and fix it. And then you're good to go. Then you can make the movie. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that different. Fix some dialogue, make some things make sense that don't make sense, and then that's it. How much harder would it have been? It doesn't even cost anything. It's the cheapest part of a movie is writing it.
I don't know if that's true.
Absolutely true.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're hiring someone, but I'm sure he has enough. If he works in the industry that long, he couldn't find someone to collaborate with who might just be able to help him with a script. Is all I'm saying.
I think he made the movie that he wanted to make. And honestly, like, most of it's fine. I don't understand the like I said, I don't understand, like, the weird drug part of it. Question.
Yeah.
Is there a Bigfoot rape scene?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well.
Okay, proceed.
Yes.
With what you were going to say.
So.
That's not necessary, though. Sorry. Go ahead.
According to the director, you can take from that scene whatever you want to infer is happening. But I don't really see any other way to read that scene. And there's certainly no doubt in my mind that that was what they were wanting to communicate.
I mean, obviously that's what happened. I don't think anyone's watching that scene and thinking that didn't happen.
It's like, okay, this movie is fine. And then that happens. Then I'm like, but why? And now do I like this movie? Is kind of what happened to me.
Yeah. Because it's not for us. That's why. This is a dude making dude movies.
Well, they did give us, like, half naked girl, half naked guy. They were very
equal opportunity nudity for a
equal
minute.
Opportunity there, but then that was really weird and, like, didn't help or hurt the story in any. I mean, it hurt the story. It didn't help the story in any way. It was like it just seemed like a really weird choice, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I think it's just it's sort of the same, you know, philosophy with, you know, with extreme horror, which is that, okay, well, we're here and we've come this far. All right, we might as well do this. Like, let's just see how many crazy things we can get away with.
That's not one of those things. That's not one of those crazy things that you just decide to throw into a movie.
Sorry. That explanation, though, Patrick. That's a really nice try. No, absolutely not. No, I don't accept that as an answer.
It's never the answer.
And he did have a co-writer to help him with the script. I'm looking at the co-writer's other writing credits. Uh-huh. They include titles like Zombie Strippers.
Okay. Yeah.
And Star Chicks.
So I don't listen to that guy.
So here's the thing, right? We have a lot of promise here, and then we have this.
That guy.
So, I mean, the only other movie I can equate this to, I believe, is called The Void. And correct me if I'm wrong. Is that what it's called? Where we have a special effects team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Astron 6 guys.
Was that our first crossover?
What?
MH crossover, Modern Horrors.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That was on one of our crossover episodes with Modern Horrors back in the day.
Cute.
Same thing. Special effects team. Good special effects. I would argue the special effects in Primal Rage are better than The Void.
100%.
But also, like, where's the story going? What is the story telling us? What are we learning from the story? It's special effects for special effects' sake, I need less. And I feel like they would have been better off following tropes. Story-wise, if they just wanted to do gore.
Instead of doing random shit
that doesn't work. If all you care about is special effects, then just do a fucking formulaic Killer in the Woods movie. Why are you making it so weird with this extra stuff?
Well, now see, because if it's just... See, I'm less interested if it's just tropes because... Like, I can see that in any movie, and I've never seen a movie like this.
Okay, I'm not talking about, like, have a killer. I'm talking, okay, we still have Sasquatch with the masks and the arrows and the killing people. I'm talking specifically character-wise tropes.
Mm.
Like, give me, you know, a simple story. A couple goes into the woods, and they come across hunters, and blah, blah, blah. at least it would make sense. This doesn't, nothing here makes sense. If I knew the hunters were there to kill Sasquatch, that would make way more sense. I don't get what you guys got out of that.
I don't. Yeah, it's not there.
I kind of just I kind of just assumed it by the way that the gas station attendant was talking about Sasquatch.
I thought it was because they had guns they weren't supposed to have, and they probably were going to get in trouble if they got.
Oh, but then he was like, they had them right in front of the sheriff, which is another thing that I was like, so maybe that's a thing. Well, can anybody tell me why they were doing drugs around the fire? No. What was going on? I don't know if I missed something. I was like very confused.
It doesn't make sense. I don't even know who half these characters are.
Patrick, yeah, they were all strangers and we never saw them again.
We never saw them again, but they're all, so the sheriff is Native American and his deputy is Native American. The deputy is much more like, keeps much more like in touch with the tribe and the traditions, and the sheriff is the more cynical one who like, you know, who doesn't care about the traditions and he just wants to do his job and go home. And I guess they were having this ceremony thing, you know, anyway, and the deputy talked him into coming because they did have a little conversation about it.
Yes.
And then the deputy was there when they got there. But yeah, we didn't know any of those other people.
What was the point of it, though?
What was the point of it? What was the point of it splicing with the weird rape scene, like, at the same time? I was very confused.
All those scenes are all, like, cut together, right?
I hated it.
You have the old woman that's, like, fixing, that's, like, healing the husband character. You have the wife in the cave getting raped by Bigfoot. And then you have this peyote scene in the teepee. And they're all, like, they're cutting back and forth between all three of them.
And it made no sense. And it wasn't important. We could have left that on the cutting room floor. We could have taken that whole chunk out and
fixed it.
There could have just been a sheriff. That's it. A sheriff. And the sheriff goes in the woods to find them. And then he comes across the witch. And then they could have taken it from there. I don't understand this whole other thing. Like, I don't understand it at all. Well,
He had to accept that Bigfoot was real and that he was out there before he could go.
You know what also would have been a good way, plot-wise, for him to suddenly believe that Bigfoot is real?
If he saw Bigfoot.
From the woods and see Bigfoot?
I think if he just saw that would have done that a lot quicker, and it would have made sense, maybe.
It would have made way more sense.
I think maybe that could have also been a way to do it. Just a thought.
Piece of cake. Yeah.
No, I don't disagree that the story is way more complicated than it needs to be. And as a result, the movie's longer than it needs to be. I think it's like an hour and 45 minutes long. I think this could be 90 minutes and you would still have.
It should be 90 minutes.
It should be no more. I think 90 minutes is still too long.
Yeah.
I think 82 minutes is acceptable.
Okay, specific.
Yes.
That's specific.
It's a specific amount of time. And that includes credits.
Does that include the disappointing Jeep sex?
No. Yes, that can stay.
Okay.
That scene can
stay. Sets the tone. Gives her a reason to be real mad. I love that they get to the gas station. He's like, "Do you want anything?" And she's like, "Fuck you, man. I'm not talking to you."
What money is what I wanted her to say. What money do you have?
I just wanted her to yell at him and say, "An orgasm," to slam the door. That's what you can get me.
Yeah, that was that. The scene in the car, they said, was the first. That was the first scene that they shot, and that was the first time that the two actors had actually met each other. And then they have to do this awkward, weird sex scene. And they came back like years later to shoot more footage, and like that was the first thing they asked was, you know, can we reshoot that scene, because that was terrible. And the director was like, no, because it was supposed to be awkward, and because they're seeing each other, you know, for the first time in a year,
and
there's obviously all this tension and all this stuff. So it was actually like exactly what he wanted. But
yeah.
This movie took 5 years to shoot.
Whoa, what,
really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I know that they filmed it, what, like 2 months, two of like the same time each year. I thought it only took 2 years to make. I didn't realize it was that long. But I know that they were trying to like film it around the time where in California, where it's supposed to be like foggy and rainy. But it was when like the drought happened, so they kind of had to like make do by covering the sun and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a ton of problems, and he ran out of money, I think, multiple times and had to go back and shoot it. It was 5 years from the time they started filming, and he said it took 8 years total start to finish. Because he built those Bigfoot suits by himself.
I mean, they're great. I like I said, the special effects in this, it's worth watching for that alone. Like,
I love the creature design.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, believe me, I'm a character person and I'm a story person. So if I don't have that in a horror movie, I'm having a real hard time getting through it. But that being said, I also really love body horror, and there's some really good body horror. This movie, like, a lot.
There really is
a lot of it, and yeah. I'm here for that. I mean, believe me.
I think the award that it was up for in Modern Horrors was Kill of the Year.
Yeah, I think I might have voted for it.
I probably did as well, because there were a lot of great, great mouth, kills in this, like, in this flick.
Pulling open, so good.
Yeah, that was the. That was my favorite, but there were a lot of good ones.
And eye gouging and
yeah, that was really cool. The other thing that I learned about this is the husband. He what was his name? Andrew. His name is Max in the movie, but Andrew Montgomery is the actor. He was in an accident like halfway through filming this movie and had to have his leg amputated.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he shot half this movie with a prosthetic.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what?
I was blown away.
Yikes. I never would have known that.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is you can't like and because it's all because of the way they shot the movie, it's all out of order. So, you know, there are and even like the director's talking about, you know, like one scene where some stuff is happening and like, yes, some of the shots in this scene are separated by like 2 or 3 years. So like there's within the same scene, there's shots of him with his regular leg and then shots of him with his prosthetic leg. And you can't tell, like he moves the same way throughout the whole thing.
Yeah,
and it's hard to
learn
how to like move on a prosthetic, so that's impressive.
So yeah, but apparently he was like a dancer and like a what do you call it, not really a stunt guy necessarily, but like a stage performer.
All right.
So
he said the show must go on. Let's do this.
That's right.
That's exactly what he said, Carly. Were you there?
I was in spirit.
And the husband and wife.
The witch lady summoned me. Sorry, go ahead.
And the actors that played husband and wife, they met for the first time on that set, and now they're married.
Oh, I love that.
Sweet. Haley, could you not? Sorry, my cat is excited to scratch things right behind me.
Cutie pies.
Yeah, she's a pain in the butt. I can't. The special effects are just stellar. I do, some of my notes are just, I'm confused, but I also know what I meant. Head full of jelly is one of my notes.
Oh, the head stomp scene. Yeah. I guess like all of the cast was on set to watch that because they wanted to see him filming it, and apparently they all got doused with fake blood.
No.
Yes.
Because it just
like
went
a gore show.
Like a gore show.
It's like a gore show.
Oh, you're funny. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like we kind of all agree on what works and what doesn't in this. I absolutely think it's worth watching, though. Like, if you're a horror fan.
It's super
like,
fun.
It's absolutely worth watching.
Yeah.
Don't take my criticisms to heart when it comes to is it worth watching, because it absolutely is. Just don't maybe take it very seriously in terms of storyline.
Just go to have fun with it.
Yeah. No, it definitely is one of those, and I think it gives you enough to have fun with it, so that you know you don't. Obviously, you can sit back after a movie's over and pick it apart, but just while you're in the moment watching it, I don't know. I don't care about any of that stuff. I mean, I know all these people are unlikable, but I know they're all going to get brutally murdered by Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like, Bigfoot is mean. I mean, I think we've covered that already with the rape and the other things, but, like, it's not like a typical, like, man versus nature where, like, man went where he was not meant to go and Bigfoot's just defending his territory. Like, he's, like, actively mean. He's forging weapons and taking trophies and, like, going out of his way to murder people.
Yeah.
So, like, I read some, like, reviews and things about this movie, and apparently, I don't know if I just didn't miss this in the movie, but the Bigfoot are supposed to be, like, the spirits of Native Americans. Is that the case?
That was,
and then
yeah.
That's, like, why there's so many of them and why they're real good at murdering
that was
in the forest.
Something they had mentioned in the witch hut.
Okay. Yeah. I missed it.
Sorry.
So I missed it because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. That was right. That was part of the story.
It's not which... like it changes the story at all, really. So
no, it just lends to their skills.
There you go.
And why there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, not why, but
well,
there is
what I want to know is, like, how long were those other three big feet, like, watching? Like, what one point? At what point were they going to, like, step in and like help their
fellow? I think that it's different big feet throughout the movie.
I think so too.
Because there's a couple times I look at him and I'm like, did he look that way before? Or, you know, I notice, like, little differences of the Bigfoot each time we see him. So it would make sense that it's different ones kind of trading off throughout. Especially because it's like, how did the Bigfoot at the car get to them so quickly? You know what I mean? Like, obviously they're different. There's no way he could have gotten all that quickly.
Well, I think it's one that's dealing with the couple, but I think it's multiple that are murdering all the hunters.
Could be.
Could be.
Because there's definitely that one that's, like, super into the girl.
Yeah.
Because she asks him not to kill her husband, and, like, the Bigfoot definitely hesitates and, like, kind of listens. So I think that there's one that's fascinated with them, and then there's, like, multiple that are getting all the hunters in the woods.
Could be.
I don't know.
Never know.
I have nothing to base that off of, except for assumption.
He's also extremely light on his feet for a Bigfoot, because he, like, cuts a lock of her hair and she immediately turns around and doesn't see him. He's gone.
It's a master of disguise,
Patrick. I thought it was because he was so well camouflaged.
Did you camouflage himself in it that she thought it was a tree? Maybe.
Got a tree trunk on his back. You know.
He just turned around.
That's it.
She knew. She knew he was there, but she
couldn't
see him.
I'm going to go naked to my husband in front of all these creepy guys. Like, you know, you got to be skeeved out to want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it definitely felt like they wanted to give each character, like, their own, like, showdown at the end with the Bigfoot, because, like, I wrote down, like, the husband and wife, like, they see each other, like, towards the end, right after the sheriff gets eaten. And, like, you would think, like, normal people would just say, oh, you know, you're who I'm looking for. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here. And she's got the rifle in her hand, and she's like, no, I'm going to kill the Bigfoot.
Yeah. She pieces out and she's like, I got to get this guy.
Yeah. And so she shoots it, and then she runs away, and now the husband goes after Bigfoot.
Makes no sense.
That's fine.
You'd be like, let's meet up and let's get out of here.
Yeah. And he tries to punch him, which I thought was hilarious.
Sometimes that's all you have.
Punch a Bigfoot.
That's right. Oh, and the guy in the Bigfoot costume was also the director.
Oh, that must have been fun for him.
Yeah. He's a big dude.
Must be.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they do other stuff. He's standing on apple crates and stuff in certain scenes, but he's also just, like, a gigantic guy.
Helps.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Apparently he, like, directed several scenes, like, while wearing the Bigfoot mask.
Amazing.
So and all three Bigfoots at the end are also him.
Look at him with his skills. Cutting them all in there.
Bigfoot skills.
His big feet skills. That's fun.
So, yeah, this one's a lot of fun. It's not perfect, but I like, sometimes I like movies that are just good and not like masterpieces that I have to think about. Sure. Sometimes I just want something that I don't have to think about. And it's just,
I like
oh.
it when I don't have to think about it either, which is why if the characters were a little easier to swallow, I wouldn't have had to think about it. I could have just enjoyed it.
Oh, for but sure. There are me. Plenty of times like, where I'm like,
enjoy
it's
it
fine.
If the characters don't make any sense at all. Like, I can't get over it. It keeps me from enjoying it. But that being said, I still enjoyed it, but that's what I found distracting anyway.
I get it.
Yeah, I understand.
But that's my thing. Not everyone has that thing, and that's good for them. I don't know that I always had that. That might have been something that happened with the podcast.
I find it only happens with like certain movies, like only if it really, really doesn't make sense.
I think it's more frustrating when a movie has a lot of promise and there's just something, one thing, and it's usually a writing thing. I think I'm very sensitive about dialogue and character development.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That's just, everyone has the thing that they care about when they watch movies, and that's just my thing. So I find it very distracting if it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, usually I can kind of just let it go, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a movie's supposed to, you know, tell you a story, then you want it to be a, you know, an effective story, right?
Sure.
Totally. I feel like for monster movies, I kind of don't care, to be honest. Because I don't go to monster movies expecting much, you know what I mean? So that's something that I've like personally just kind of learned to just be like, whatever, show me the monsters. But in this case, it is kind of, it leans a lot into character, especially at the beginning. And there's just some weird, wild moments that just don't make any sense that kind of takes you out of even just like focusing on the monster.
Yeah.
That being said, I think you should see this movie.
Everyone
see
this movie,
fun.
Though.
Yeah.
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 I think everyone should still see it.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's fun.
Has a lot going for it. For
I, sure. I saw, I've seen, I think when it first came out, there were people like complaining about like Bigfoot using a bow and arrow.
Why?
And I don't understand why. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, why is that a bad thing? Like, can someone explain to me, like, why that would be, like, negative?
It's not.
I can't explain to you why.
It's a great choice.
I think it's a great choice.
it's like, I'm sorry. Is your killer Bigfoot movie not realistic enough?
Wait till you see the witch lady.
Yeah. That they were worried about the Bigfoot shooting arrows, but not the crazy looking thing in the woods that may or may not be a witch. It's basically Angelica Houston from The Witches.
It really is in transformation form.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's got the big, big old nose.
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't have the hunchback.
No, she doesn't have the hunchback.
Mm. We'll get there.
Pretty close, though. Pretty close.
Yeah. But no, I think she's definitely supposed to be a witch, and I don't know. I think you're supposed to just think that she's like behind the whole thing, like she's, I don't know, like the leader of the Bigfoot clan or something. But then why does she help the guy? It doesn't make
I don't know.
It doesn't. That's why I'm like, just don't think about it too much.
Why? That's the thing.
Just
like,
let it
why?
Go.
Why do we need to do that? And the answer is probably because he wanted to do a character design of a witch. Right?
Yeah, right.
That's probably the answer. Going off of everything you've told me, Patrick, the answer to all the questions of why did we do it this way is because he wanted to do design for that. Not because it makes any sense story-wise. And that's, I just find it very frustrating because there are little things that we could fix.
It's like Gremlins 2. It's in the movie.
Okay. I'm letting it go. I'm gonna yeah. Stop now.
You gotta let it go. He wants to make a sequel, but I don't know if it made enough money to get money for a sequel.
I think you should just do something different. I want to see more.
I'd see more different monsters.
Monster designs. Down.
Yeah, because I mean, it's definitely the stuff that works. I think is all the things like that are, you know, inspired by like 80s like action horror movies. You know, like
yeah,
like you have like the Predator homage, you know, at the end when they're fighting in the mud puddle, and like the almost like a Rambo like Last Blood homage with some of the like, the characters in the woods, and you know, that kind of stuff. And the bow and arrow. I don't know. All that kind of stuff works. So, I don't know. I would say, like, let him direct a Predator movie.
Sure.
Like can it...
I bet he'd have so much fun with that.
Yeah. Like, it can't get worse than the Predator sequels.
Just have someone else write it. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
We'll have Shane Black write it.
Okay.
It's done. Shane Black writing the script. Patrick McGee directing.
I don't have a problem with the directing at all. It's just writing. Just the writing part.
Yeah.
If I sing it, it's less upsetting.
Well, okay. I won't let you take all the heat. I see, that's why I don't like 2001.
What?
See?
What? Why are you bringing up 2001 right now? What is happening?
Everybody loves that movie, and I get it. Like, it's beautiful, and it's, like, this amazing work of art, but there's the only story you get is, like, this little middle section, which is good, and I actually, like, really enjoy that part. But, like, the 20 minutes before it and the 20 minutes after it, I'm just sitting there going, what am I watching? I don't understand it all.
Nobody understands it. It's 2001 A Space Odyssey. No one expects you to understand it.
It's amazing.
Are you kidding me? That's a really funny, that's a really funny thing to say, I think. I appreciate that you said
I'm
that.
I'm a funny guy.
Well, I just mean, like, I mean, no one's watching 2001 A Space Odyssey and thinks, I understand all of this.
This makes sense. You don't think so?
I mean, there's people who claim to.
That's what I'm talking about, though. Yeah.
But those are just people that are claiming to. It's not real life.
They're liars.
You know.
Okay, I can accept that.
I mean, I think Stanley Kubrick created something that made sense to him. I think Stanley Kubrick was a little too smart for his own good. I think if we're going to talk about 2001, I mean, everyone needs to see 2001, but no one's watching that and going, ah, yes. Perfect. You know?
I love that movie so much.
Everyone loves that movie. It's a great movie, but it doesn't necessarily like make perfect sense. You know what I mean? In terms
you
of
just
like
go with
working
it.
As a film, it just is. It's just is. It is what it is. And we appreciate it for what it is.
They found the monolith. They wanted to find out where it was from.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
They went on a journey.
Yeah.
The end.
There's not like a great plot.
Now there's a baby.
Oh, and there's this, and then there's Hal, who is mean. He's a mean robot.
Yeah, no, Hal is awesome. I like that part. Like that. Yeah. That's like that's legitimately terrifying. That whole thing.
It's so good. So, his voice. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hal is so freaky.
The movie is so long.
I love it.
It's great, but like, what, you see it like every 20 years and you're good, right?
Oh, I see it more often than that. But
really?
They do screenings here.
How
I do.
Often
they
do
screenings of it here.
What?
They do screenings of the 70 millimeter version here because they just like cleaned it up over the past couple of years, and so they've been showing it pretty much every year, and I do pretty much go every year.
You obviously sit not last every year but... for 2.5 hours and watch 2001 Space Odyssey.
I do, in theaters, and my mind gets blown every time. No
I mean,
regrets.
I would definitely want to experience
I love it.
That at least once.
It's
but I don't
so
know that
cool.
I would want to experience that every year.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to see it in a theater or something, but I try to put it on here, and I'm just like, there's other things I could do. I have all these other, I have stacks of DVDs of killer rapist Bigfoot movies I could be watching.
I don't know if I'd put it on at home, but I definitely, it is a theater experience.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like it would be a theater experience.
So
I
enjoy
you meant, like you're
that.
Sitting in your bedroom, you know.
No.
You know, you're folding the wash and
every
put on 2001.
Yeah. You fold your laundry to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Sometimes you just gotta go on that ride.
Oh, my God. Isn't there, like, an intermission? Do I remember correctly there's an intermission in that movie? How long does that go on? That's, like, a good, like, 15 minutes or something, right?
I think so. Actually, I don't know.
It's like a full-length intermission in the middle of that movie, and you think, surely this is going to end soon, and it doesn't. It goes on.
And then
it's
the
like
lights
a straight,
start flashing.
Like,
you better get back to your
or
seat.
Something insane. Like,
I think,
am I just
I
really sitting
just...
here watching this?
Are you sure you're not just thinking of like all the weird colors and things that goes on for 15 minutes?
No, there's a legit. I'm 99% sure I'm right. Carly, do you remember what I'm talking about?
I
she
think
sees
there
it every
is.
Year,
there,
I would think
I do, but I don't remember. I don't remember, but I think you're right. You got to stretch your legs.
Yeah.
Get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Stretch my legs
I'm typing
and go home.
Intermission. 2001 A Space Odyssey intermission. Yeah. Okay. It has an intermission about 2/3 the way through. How long is the intermission in 2001 Space Odyssey is a Google question, in case anyone was wondering. Oh, it doesn't say. Oh, no. Why does 2001 have an intermission?
Because it's 3 hours long.
Actually, the movie theater intermission would have lasted over 5 minutes.
That's not bad.
I feel like it would. But maybe it was just because I was sitting there waiting.
You're like, it's the longest 5 minutes
of my life.
I didn't
go anywhere. I was just like, surely this won't last that long. And I don't want to miss anything, so I'm obviously not going to get up and do something now.
Yeah.
You need a popcorn refill.
Yeah.
Now I want popcorn.
You can make that.
That's where I'm at.
Do you have popcorn at your house?
Sure do. Okay. I'm going to make some.
All right. Sounds good. Did you have dinner first?
Yeah. Nope. I got off work and then we started recording.
Oh, yeah. You should go have dinner first before popcorn. You're going to spoil your dinner.
We'll see.
You can have popcorn for dinner. She's an adult.
No.
I'm an adult. I do what
adults
I want.
Adults don't have popcorn for dinner, Carly.
Pretty sure my
this
wife
had Oreos for
dinner. This adult
had a cookie for lunch. Don't make rules.
I think my wife had Oreos and wine. She had a rough day at work.
See, that sounds like dinner to me.
See? Yeah.
That's an acceptable dinner. A cookie is heartier than popcorn.
Well, I had a cookie for lunch already, so I don't think it'd be responsible to have a cookie for dinner
you're
as
fine.
Well.
You're fine.
Okay. Amy said it was fine.
Yeah, see?
I'm going with
it. There you go. Amy knows all.
It's true.
She does.
I'm glad you guys recognize that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's only 5 minutes. I'm sorry. We totally went off on a tangent, Patrick.
We just
this
blew
is why people
Amy's
don't
mind.
Have us on their shows.
We do kind of go.
No, that's this entire show is tangents.
Yeah. I mean, whenever Carly and I are involved, there's tangents.
That's true.
We're
I
very
get distracted very
conscious.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I meant, like, my podcast specifically is, if I got rid of the tangents, the show would be, like, 5 minutes long.
Oh.
Like,
well, good, because we've gone on a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is great. I'm excited. All right. Well, why don't you just tell everyone about your show and where to find it, where to find you guys on social media and all that jazz.
Jeez. You want to take that, Carly?
Sure.
Okay.
Our podcast is called The Final Girls Horrorcast. It's available wherever you can stream podcasts. We chat about two movies every week that are streaming somewhere, be it Hulu, Netflix, Prime Video, Shudder, Tubby TV, etc. We trash talk some trailers that are coming out, and it's very exciting. We are on Instagram at Final Girls Horrorcast, as well as Facebook, and then on Twitter we are Final Girls HC. So check us out if you want, or don't, whatever.
Yep, it's very much like what you heard here.
Yeah, this is what we do.
If this wasn't upsetting, you may like our show.
We do this every week.
Pretty much.
Yep, and is it finalgirls.com?
Final
I don't
Girls
remember.
Horror.
I'm scared I'm going to send you to a porn site.
FinalGirlsHorror.com. Don't go to FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com unless you're looking for porn.
Yep.
It's a long story.
It's a long story
Not
that
us,
happened.
By the way. Just other porn.
Other people
Not
porn.
Us doing porn.
Correct.
I wonder how, like, who got that idea?
I think someone
I'm going to buy
bought,
this domain.
Someone just bought the website.
Like they waited till hours expired and then bought it and then redirected it to porn.
But why would they think oh, people are going to type this in looking
that's
for
That's a great
porn.
Question.
Like,
I mean,
the
I think there's probably
me.
A way to look up websites that are no longer that are expired or whatever and if how many hits they had. I mean, it's probably a possibility, and they're probably looking at, okay, someone went on this website once, in the off chance that they do it again, let's go ahead and buy it, and then they'll
It's so
look
weird
at our porn.
That they would buy it and then direct it to their porn site, but hey,
I mean,
that's what happened.
Because it's not like horror porn.
No.
Nope.
No. It's just regular porn.
That's weird. That's
so
weird.
Anyway,
who knows why people do the things they do.
Our website is finalgirlshorror.com. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple. Short and simple.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, Amy, Carly, thank you so much for doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. I really enjoyed it, and I had a blast. I hope you guys have a fantastic evening.
Great. Thanks, Patrick.
You too.